Merci, Madame la Présidente, et je
Thank you very much, Chair. I'd like to hail the delegation and have a question about children deprived of their liberty. Based on the information I managed to find and read, there is some vagueness about the locations where children can be deprived of their liberty. Could you possibly describe the types of places where this is possible? Are some children deprived of their liberty in places of detention together with adults, or even if it's separated in a separate building or in the same facility where adults are also detained? That's the first question. The second question, Turkmenistan has not yet ratified the optional protocol on the Convention Against Torture, which requires states to put in place a national mechanism for the prevention of torture. I know that there have been meetings and exchanges with the Bureau of the High Commission for Human Rights. Without any doubt, there is clearly some will to engage in that discussion. I'd like to know what follow-up there has been. If I understand correctly, it's the Office of the Ombudsman for the Rights of the Child who has access to places of detention. Do they have access to all places of detention? Is there specific training for the Ombudsman's office before visiting places of detention? What authorities are allocated to those visiting places of detention? Are there specific mechanisms for complaints procedures from places of detention? This includes police jails, psychiatric institutions, and all other places where children may be deprived of their liberty. Thank you for more information.